Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with a smile on his face and a song in his heart is Howard Miller.
And his yes, now I bet you go on hoping that I just go on smiling and nothing else. Well, I promise you that's what we'll do. We're here to run out the string on the second week of September, which is certainly being a pleasant month weather-wise all over the country. And I hate to bring it up again to you because maybe your local announcers from coast to coast have done it for you already. But this is Friday, September the 13th. Friday the 13th. But it means nothing, of course, even if you're superstitious. It means only relaxation and pleasure if you enjoy always the pleasure of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Now from Chicago, let's go to the music, and here is a fine one by Andy Williams called Lips of Wine.
I tasted your sweet lips, thrilled to my fingertips. Lips of wine, warm with fire, you are my one desire. Lips of wine, and they are mine. While tropic breezes play, while palm trees gently sway, lips of wine, come to me, whisper low so tenderly. Lips of wine, and they are mine. Sweet wine, miss, no more will I roam. I must have your kiss, and I can't go home. You stole my heart from me. Lips of wine, sweet and rare, tell me you will always care. Lips of wine, and they are mine.
Sweet and tasty.
Sweet wine, miss, no more will I roam. I must have your kiss, and I can't go home. Tasted your sweet lips,
sweet lips, your sweet and pasty lips,
thrilled to my fingertips,
sweet lips, your sweet and pasty
lips. Lips of wine, warm with fire, you are my one desire. Lips of wine,
sweet lips,
and they are mine, and they are mine,
sweet lips of wine.
Lips of Wine, done by Andy Williams. I presume you know the story of Andy. He, of course, is one of the three Williams brothers who have, for a great long while, accompanied Miss Kay Thompson in the nightclub circuit, Kay Thompson and the Williams boys. But two of the three brothers decided to get out of show business. I think one of them went into the insurance business, some one of them into the mercantile business, and Andy was the last remaining one of the three brothers who decided to cast his lot with show business. So without the assistance of his two brothers in the dance step department and routines, he decided he'd have to take on a new facet of the art, and so he turned his talents to singing. All of which shows that when talent, like sap, flows through a tree, it certainly runs into all the corners of the crooks and the nannies, because now Andy, not being a dancer, has turned his talents to singing and is coming off surprisingly well. So well, as a matter of fact, that he has racked up 5 big hit records for the Cadence people, with whom he made a connection shortly after he left the team of Thompson and the Williams, and has certainly been successful at the nightclub circuit, in the theaters, and in, of course, television and records. Andy Williams with Lips of Wine. On your lips today, I hope first there'll be the word Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, and secondly, inside the mouth goes the stick of Wrigley Spearmint later in the day. Now, you'll have to say it first to your favorite dispenser of good products. You'll have to order a pack or a box by saying, "Make mine Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, please." And when the merchant does, I can assure you that you're in for an awful lot of treats, because every single stick of Wrigley Spearmint that you enjoy is bouncy and delicious, refreshing, and always wholesome. Now, the wholesomeness about Wrigley Spearmint, I think, is important to you mothers, because it means, of course, you can give it to the youngsters and know that they're getting a good product. good for them, because Wrigley Spearmint will keep their teeth clean and attractive, help those little gums to grow into firm, strong gums. And, of course, that's what you get from the chewing action of Wrigley Spearmint. So why don't you enjoy it? It's a fine product. I know it'll increase your enjoyment for the weekend. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You get a couple of packs today. Well, it's too early, at least on this show, to say goodbye, and yet that's precisely what Janice Harper does in Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage, done by Janice Harper. You pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum and watch how much more fun you have going to the picnic ground and at the picnic ground over the weekend. Now, according to the weather forecaster, Joe Foss just brought it in from the CBS newsrooms here a couple of minutes ago. It's going to be swell weather all over the country for the weekend. So if you're going to go to a picnic, drive carefully, take plenty of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Well, here's a beautiful thing done by Nat King Cole. It's theme music from the motion picture soon to be released by MGM. And the picture, of course, is called Raintree County. Now, the MGM people employed the services of Nat King Cole to sing the song over the screen credits in the title, which is a rather fanciful trick that the industry has come up with these past few years because, of course, it serves as great introduction to the teenage public who are the movie theater goers. So here Nat does a swell job on the song of Raintree County.
They say in Raintree County there's a tree bright with blossoms of gold. But you will find the Raintree's estate of the mind are a dream to unfold. It was there one day with the buds of early May that you came like a flame from the south. and I looked into eyes of periwinkle blue, and I knew, then I knew, I'd love you in Rain Tree County, and I'd find what we all seek to know. We shared the golden dream when we found our true love in Rain Tree long ago. For the brave who dare, there's a Rain Tree everywhere. We who dreamed found it so long ago.
Pretty thing called The Song of the Rain Tree County. Everyone tells me in the industry out in the West Coast that that's going to be one of the fine pictures of the year. Nat King Cole sings the credits. Well, I think we better turn to the music of a little bit of pep with the Cordettes. And if Lou Weir is finished now, knocking over one of the turntables, we'll listen to the Cordettes sing Just Between You and Me.
Then we'll turn life's page till we tell the world. Ba-da-da-da-da, we will both agree. Ba-da-da-da-da, it's our little secret just between you and me.
Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da.
I won't tell my mother, I won't tell my brother. They don't think that we're of age. Congratulations until graduation. Then we'll turn life's page till we tell the world. Ba-da-da-da-da, we will both agree. Ba-da-da-da-da, it's a little secret just between you and me. Just between you and me. Just between you and me. Just between you and me.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Just Between You and Me with the Cordettes. I didn't know it until just about 30 seconds ago that this marks the final appearance on this show for a couple of weeks of a good pal of ours who has been associated with us for the past 3 years for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Lou Weir is going on his vacation, and Lou, all I can say is bon voyage, hurry back, because the joint won't seem the same without you. And you have a real wonderful trip. It's well deserved. This is Howard Miller for Wrigley Spearmint. We'll see you Monday at the same time. In the meantime, here's Joe Foss.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Tonight at midnight, Robert Young and Florence Rice star in Miracles for Sale.